Tyler and Lexi with your 10 a.m. news. In local news, Wynnum Wolves Football Club have partnered with one of Germany's most successful football clubs, Borussia Dortmund, who have helped to open their football academy in Australia. Borussia Dortmund's partnership aims to integrate their youth development model into Wynnum Wolves Football Club by providing opportunities to foster local talent within Brisbane. The program will focus on technical skill development, tactical awareness and mental fortitude for young players, as well as coaches being invited to Germany to learn firsthand from Dortmund's academy staff.
The federal government has been urged by Ipswich City Mayor Teresa Harding after the city prepares for a 127% population increase by 2041. The Ipswich City Council is seeking $2 to $3 billion for the first construction phase of the Ipswich to Springfield Central Public Transport Corridor, which will connect Ipswich, Springfield, Ripley, and Red Bank Plains. The Council has submitted a pre-budget request for the 2025 to 2026 federal budget, with federal member Blair Stein Newman hoping that Harding has submitted the submission through the appropriate channels.
In national news, the Australian Defence Force will see an addition of 13 new Sea Hawk helicopters to their fleet by 2026, due to federal government signing a new defence contract. The new contract brings $313.5 million in extra funding to the Defence Force and an expected boost to careers and apprenticeships within the ADF. The three-year contract and funding will be used to pay workers for the maintenance of the aircrafts, with the ADF planning to expand their fleet to 36 Seahawks next year.
A multi-million dollar tourist attraction for North Queensland will be going ahead after a number of budget blowouts and delays. A 94-kilometre nature trail entitled the Wanjetti Trail will stretch from Palm Cove to Port Douglas along the coastline where ocean and rainforest meet. Travellers will be able to pitch their own tents on a number of sleeping platforms throughout the trail or stay at campsites operated by the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Services. First proposed in 2018, the trail hopes to blend the environment and tourism portfolios to create spectacular attractions, according to Premier David Crisafulli.
In international news, Spain has unveiled new rules that will have drastic effects on the tourism industry and international tourists to popular holiday spots in the country. Regulations have been introduced after Spain faced large-scale protests regarding the issue of over-tourism, as the number of visitors to Barcelona alone were at an all-time high for 2024, peaking at 11.7 million tourists. These new laws will place a ban on pub crawls starting in June, as well as banning short-term tourist apartment rentals, which will start in 2028. Barcelona will be joined by destinations such as Malaga and Mallorca, who will be adopting similar restrictions to help deal with the ongoing concerns.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this morning. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11. We'll be back. All for your news at 10, sorry. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Talwali Coffee Roasters are all about bringing